This is round eight, the first playoff round of the 2021 NAQT Division I Intercollegiate Championship Tournament, powered by Letter One. This game pits Illinois A against Harvard A. Good luck to both teams. Here's toss-up one. This modification is removed from avidin to make nutravidin. Aminophenyl boronate is used in affinity chromatography to purify proteins with this modification, which is removed. Illinois, Aroni.
Histag.
That is neg five, sorry. Which is removed by the enzyme PNGACF. A version of phosphatidylinositol with this modification anchors proteins to the cell membrane. Dolichol phosphate facilitates the N-linked form of this modification in the endoplasmic reticulum. For 10 points, name this modification in which molecules such as galactose are added to proteins. Harvard, Kelvin.
Glycosylated.
10, bonus. This movement was led by a son of freed slaves named William Seymour. For 10 points each, name this movement begun in 1906, which was mockingly described as a weird babble by the Los Angeles Times.
So weird like the babble. Azusa, I think there's the Azusa Street Revival.
That's that makes sense.
Okay.
And the Azusa Street Revival?
Like later Pentecostal movements, the Azusa Street Revival emphasized the Holy Spirit causes this action in which people vocalize languages unknown to them.
So like Swahili.
Yeah, speaking in tongues.
Yeah. Our answer is glossolalia.
Or speaking in tongues. I can take either. The revival met in a building formerly belonging to this church, the first independent Black Protestant denomination in the U.S. It was founded in 1816 by Richard Allen in Philadelphia.
This was just in my legal history reading.
It's answer?
Like the African Bethel Church, something like that.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, it's the African Methodist Episcopal or AME Church. So that is 20 points, and this is toss-up two. Carlos the Jackal claimed this man was killed the day after an agreement made at a Beirut airport was leaked. A fake seance was staged to cover up the source of information placing this man, Illinois, Aroni.
Aldo Moro.
15, bonus.
Nice.
Huascar calls on a volcano to erupt in La Flama Seraglium Encore from this work section, The Incas of Peru. For 10 points each, name this opera ballet consisting of a prologue and four entrees, the last of which features the Danse du Sauvage.
Our answer is Le Inde Galant.
This composer of Le Inde Galant published a 1722 treatise on harmony. His Tragédie en Musique is Tragédie en Musique include Hippolyte et Arise.
Okay. Our answer is Rameau.
The first entree of Le Inde Galant describes Osman Pasha, a generous man of this ethnicity. Mozart incorporated music described by this term into the abduction from the Seraglio and the final rondo of his 11th piano sonata.
Our answer is Turkish.
All 30. Toss up three. In a novella by this author, Mauricio trades lives with a vagabond after teaching him to whistle the title Ravel piece. Gaspard de la Nuit is the third part of this man's Sacred Families trilogy. Doña Inés becomes obsessed with a dog racing board game in a novel by this man, whose protagonist turns into a mute baby similar to, that's Harvard, Thomas.
Machado de Assis.
Neg five, sorry. And it turns into a mute baby similar to an Mbunche. The deformed boy is supervised at the estate La Rinconada by Umberto Pinaloza in, for 10 points, what Chilean author's novel, The Obscene Bird of Night. Illinois, Mitch.
Donoso.
10, bonus. This novel is set in the aftermath of an event called The Visitation, in which an alien race comes to Earth. For 10 points each, name this 1970s science fiction novel in which the aliens leave behind six mysterious zones where strange phenomena occur.
Left Hand of Darkness. Stalker. Oh, yeah. Roadside Picnic.
Answer?
Roadside Picnic.
Nice.
Is that your answer?
Yes, Roadside Picnic.
Right. Thank you. Don't forget to give me our answer is. You are correct. Yeah. Another novel by the Strugatsky brothers is titled in English for a space version of this character, who is a feral child in the Jungle Book.
Mowgli.
Our answer is Mowgli.
Roadside Picnic is called one of the most glorious of all contemporary utopias in Archaeologies of the Future, a book by this author of 1991's Postmodernism.
Jameson, right?
Answer?
All right, Jameson.
All 30, toss up four. This building, whose ceiling contains Capo de Marco Valdo's mosaic, The Last Judgment, was sketched from the doorway of a larger building in the first drawing to rediscover linear perspective. 28 gilded quatrefoil panels, including 8 depicting the virtues, were created for this building by Andrea Pisano. After winning contest with Harvard, Thomas.
The Siena Cathedral.
Thank 5, sorry. After winning a contest with a scene of the Binding of Isaac, an artist created 10 gold panels adorning for 10 points what building that features Lorenzo Ghiberti's Gates of Aroni, Illinois?
The Florence Baptistry.
For 10, your bonus. This country's Ruvironza River, which rises on Mount Kikizi, may be the most distant source of the Nile. For 10 points each, name this East African country bordered by Rwanda to the north and Uganda to the east. Until mid-2020, it was led by Pierre Nkurunziza, but from its capital of Bujumbura.
Yeah, good work. Our answer is Burundi.
The 1994 Rwandan genocide was sparked by the shooting down of a plane carrying Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana and this man who had been president of Burundi for just 2 months.
Jesus. I just know that guy.
Answer?
Our answer is Karima.
Enter Yamira. 5 rulers of the traditional kingdom of Burundi use the rectal name Ntare, the Tutsi word for this animal.
Wish I got this bonus.
Lion.
Answer?
Our answer is lion.
20. Toss up 5. Christer Stendahl suggested a holy type of this condition to Lutherans objecting to Stockholm's first Mormon temple. Like gambling addiction, it affects a woman depicted in one of Theodore Géricault's Portraits of the Insane. Illinois, Ian.
Kleptomania.
Neg 5, sorry. Kavalerov attempts to revive individualism in a novel titled for this concept by Yuri Olesha. Karen Horney sought to counter Sigmund Freud's idea that women feel this emotion toward penises. For 10 points, which of these 7 deadly sins is often conflated with jealousy? Harvard, Jason.
Envy.
10, bonus. Adam Curtis's documentary Hypernormalization compares Donald Trump's strategies to this man's theatrical approach to politics. For 10 points each, name this political advisor and possible author of the novel Close to Zero, who coined the terms sovereign democracy and nonlinear warfare.
Is this like, I don't know, Alexander Dugin or something like that? I've got no other
answer.
Our answer is Dugin.
Vladislav Surkov. In February 2020, Surkov was removed as a personal advisor to this Russian president.
Putin. Our answer is Putin.
A 2016 leak of Surkov's emails included a message addressed to Denis Pushilin, the head of this Russia-backed self-declared People's Republic in Ukraine.
So they're like the Donbass People's Republic, okay. I think?
Answer?
Our answer is Donbass.
I have Donetsk. Okay. Donetsk. So that is 10 points on the bonus. And this is toss-up 6. An advocacy group named for this activity was founded by Patricia Pulling. The disappearance of James Dallas Egbert inspired a Rona Jaffa novel whose title plays on this activity's name. Non-copyright infringing names like Baylor and Treant were introduced in early versions of this game, which was then published. Harvard, Jason.
D&D?
I can take that. Dungeons & Dragons. 10 points. Your bonus. After a violent response to Operation Agatha, authorities cordoned off the entire city of Tel Aviv and conducted house-to-house searches during this operation. For 10 points each, name this counter-terrorism operation conducted in 1946 in mandatory Palestine in response to the King David Hotel bombing.
It's Shark. It's Operation Shark.
Nice.
Our answer is Operation Shark.
This militant Zionist group canceled a planned bombing of government offices to coincide with Irgun's bombing of the King David Hotel. Members of this group assassinated Swedish diplomat Folke Bernadotte in 1948.
God, well, who is it? What did Jabotinsky found again?
Answer?
Our answer is the Haganah.
No, it's Lehi or the Stern Gang. After the King David bombing, this future first prime minister of Israel had the Haganah cut ties with Irgun.
Ben Gurion. Yeah. Our answer is Ben Gurion.
That's 20. Toss up 7. This mathematician's father, Max, worked with Alexander von Brill to develop a namesake theory of special divisors for algebraic curves. In certain rings, every ideal can be decomposed according to this mathematician's extension of a theorem. Illinois, Ian.
Noether.
Say that again, please.
Noether.
Yeah, that's 10. 15. 15. Bonus. This period was the first of the Paleozoic era. For 10 points each, name this period in which most modern animal phyla first appeared in the fossil record.
Is this Triassic?
I think, yeah, maybe.
No, that's
Cambrian. Cambrian.
Answer?
Yeah.
Our answer is Triassic.
No, it's the Cambrian. The Cambrian life forms may have outcompeted the organisms such as Dickinsonia that developed during this preceding period.
Ediacaran, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Our answer is Ediacaran, period.
Yes. Around the time of the Cambrian explosion, this ocean began opening up between Laurentia and Gondwana. It shares its name with a moon of Saturn that has a bright hemisphere and a dark hemisphere.
Okay.
I like Tethys.
Yeah.
Okay. Our answer is Tethys.
Iapetus. Okay. 10 points on the bonus. Toss up 8. In this country's folklore, Sausage Swiper and Meat Hook are among Illinois, Olivia.
Iceland.
15 bonus.
Amazing.
A member of this family. all the Christmas traditions in Iceland. A member of this family named Tom drowns in a chapter titled The Marsh and the Flood. For 10 points each, name this family. In another novel, Gerald Critch almost strangles a member of this family named Gudrun before freezing to death in the Alps.
Our answer is Brangwen.
This author wrote about the Brangwen family in The Rainbow and Women in Love.
Our answer is Lawrence.
Gudrun Brangwen was partially based on this author, whose story Prelude is a condensed version of her posthumously published novel, The Aloe.
She wrote a story called Prelude.
Ooh.
Mansfield.
Oh, sure.
Mansfield.
Say it again, please.
Mansfield.
Yeah, you cut out in the middle of it. I want to make sure I heard you right. 30 points. Toss up 9. Diodorus Siculus records that this city was destroyed after it refused to hand over Phoenix and Prothites to an invading army. The destruction of this city took place after its conqueror besieged Illyrian tribes at the Battle of... that's Illinois, Aroni.
Corinth.
Neg 5, sorry. The destruction of this city took place after its conqueror besieged Illyrian tribes at the Battle of Pelium and became hegemon of the League of Corinth. The culmination of Alexander the Great's Balkan campaign was annihilating every non-sacred building except for Pindar's home in, for 10 points, what city-state whose sacred band fell to Philip of Macedon in 381? Harvard, Jason.
Thebes.
For 10, your bonus. The secret police picked up this man after he summarized a study of perception in a telegram reading, Uzbeks do not have illusions. For 10 points each, name this psychologist who spent decades studying Solomon Sharashevsky, a man with a seemingly perfect memory.
God, would have gotten Sharashevsky, but I don't know the name of the guy who studied.
Answer?
Her answer is Vygotsky.
Alexander Luria. Luria's Uzbeks seem to have no trouble with this illusion in which lines appear shorter or longer depending on the orientation of arrowheads at the ends of the lines.
Oh, what did they call that?
This isn't the five phenomenon, is it?
No, that's to do with the
movement. Answer?
No, I'm sorry, not pulling it.
It's Mueller Liar. Luria's claims were rejected in follow-up studies by Kurt Kafka, who co-founded this school of psychology. Its German name refers to an organized whole.
Just don't.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You're good. By the way, Kelvin's computer crashed. Our answer is just salt.
All right, yeah. And good. All right, here we go. This is toss-up 10, last of the half. A Beethoven work in this genre includes a theme in A flat major and 12/8 time that generates a cut time variation in E major. A movement titled The Decision Reached with Difficulty concludes Beethoven's final work in this genre, his Opus 130, Illinois, Aroni.
Green Quartet.
15, bonus. At the top of this painting, a pair of birds holds up a banner that displays its title in Spanish. For 10 points each, name this 1935 painting of a murdered woman and her killer. Its frame is covered in fake blood stains.
Menace Assassin?
No, Spanish?
I don't think so.
Answer?
Our answer is Menaced Assassin.
A Few Small Nips. This Mexican artist painted A Few Small Nips as a response to her husband's affair with her sister, Christina.
Our answer is Kahlo.
Kahlo later affixed a knife and a small one of these objects to the frame of A Few Small Nips. Rene Magritte's Elective Affinities depicts a giant egg inside one of these objects, another of which is filled with cubes in Marcel Duchamp's Why Not Sneeze, Eros C'est la Vie.
Our answer is a cage.
That's 20. And that's the half. And I'm going to run for just... At the half, the score is 205 for Illinois A, 90 for Harvard A. This is toss-up 11. After two characters in this novel find a cabinet full of whips, one tells the other, "I'm your novice," a callback to a scene in which that character related a racy story about raiding a convent. In this novel, Pietrino is put to sleep by a speech about how nobles live in a world of their own by Father Perone. In this novel, Don Caligero's daughter Angelica marries Tancredi, the nephew of Don that's Harvard, Eric.
The betrothed?
Neg five, sorry.
Okay.
The nephew of Don Fabrizio. For 10 points, named this novel set during the Risorgimento by Giuseppe Tomasi Illinois, Mitch.
Leopard.
10, bonus. The Geary Act renewed this law after its initial 10-year mandate expired. For 10 points each, named this 1882 law that halted all immigration to the U.S. from an East Asian country.
Chinese exclusion.
Right. Our answer is Chinese Exclusion Act.
The passage of the Chinese Exclusion Act was spurred by white supremacist agitation from this California organization led by the demagogue Dennis Kearney.
It's the,
Answer?
The answer is Working Men's Party.
Yes. In the post-exclusion era, this mayor of San Francisco covered up an ongoing outbreak of bubonic plague in Chinatown, and both as mayor and U.S. senator from 1915 to 1921, was a leading advocate of Chinese and Japanese exclusion.
Okay. I don't know.
Answer?
Our answer is Parker.
James Phelan. So that's 20 points and toss up 12. This philosopher wrote that a man who has never seen fire may read proofs that it burns, but he will not be convinced until he is burnt. Alhazen influenced the theories of optics in the fifth section of an 800-page treatise. This man, Harvard, Jason.
Ibn Sina.
Nick five, sorry.
Right,
in the fifth section of an 800-page treatise, this man wrote in Latin. At the request of Pope Clement IV, this author wrote a book that contains the first European formula for gunpowder. The Opus Tertium and Opus Maius are by, for 10 points, what medieval advocate of the scientific method nicknamed Illinois Aroni.
Roger Bacon.
10, bonus. Whether a crystal adopts the normal or inverse form of this structure depends on the crystal field splitting energy. For 10 points each, name this structure with general formula AB2X4, where A is a tetrahedrally coordinated cation, B is an octahedrally coordinated cation, and X is typically oxygen.
Is it perovskite?
Okay,
I think so.
I don't know. Our answer is perovskite.
No, it's a spinel. In the mineral called spinel, the cations are aluminum and this element. This alkaline earth metal is found with calcium in dolomite.
Magnesium? Sure.
That's an alkaline. Our answer is magnesium.
In this spinel structured metal, in this spinel structured mineral, ferrous iron occupies the A site, while ferric iron occupies the B site, giving it the net chemical formula Fe3O4.
Yeah, it's like hematite, magnetite.
It's one of the I like hematite more.
Okay.
Answer?
Our answer is hematite.
Magnetite. 10 points on the bonus, toss up 13. Helena Whitbread decoded the cryptan that a woman with this surname used to write a 4-million-word diary. That woman with this surname is often called the first modern lesbian due to her 1834 marriage to Anne Walker and was nicknamed Gentleman Jack. A doctor, Illinois, Olivia.
Lister.
15, bonus. An untitled couplet by this poet states, "It takes all sorts of in and outdoor schooling to get adapted to my kind of fooling." For 10 points each, name this poet whose first collection, A Boy's Will, was republished after the success of his book, North of Boston.
Yeah, our answer is Frost.
The aforementioned untitled couplet appears in this final Frost collection, which opens with Pot of the Milkweed.
Mountain Interval. Our answer is Mountain Interval.
In the Clearing. Okay. Frost wrote that high purpose makes the hero rude in a poem from In the Clearing, whose title states, "This place is hard to see." Allen Ginsberg wrote of this place, "I have given you all and now America. I'm nothing."
Our answer is America.
That's 20. Toss up 15. Molecules with this man's namesake property cannot be more symmetric than the C2 point group and have negative signs in their anti-diagonal resonance integrals. Molecules with this man's namesake property, Illinois, Aroni.
Mobius.
15, bonus. An emperor of this name, whose nose was cut off before his exile to Kherson, reclaimed the throne in 705 and was the last member of the Heraclian dynasty. For 10 points each, give this name shared by an emperor who signed the eternal peace with Khosrau the First.
Or no, it's the Justinian, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Answer?
It was Justinian.
Justinian II convened the 692 Council, which did not achieve its goal of getting Pope Sergius I to ratify the canons of the 5th and 6th ecumenical councils.
Okay, it's another... it's like later than those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Answer?
Verona. Our answer is Verona.
No, it's the Quinisext Council, or Council in Trullo. Justinian II retook power with the aid of these people, whose Tsar Samuel engaged in a bloody war with Byzantine Emperor Basil II.
Yeah.
Our answer is Bulgars.
That's 20. Toss-up.
Hold on.
All right. So, yeah, we are on toss-up 15. A poem by this author calls love a skein that bound us ghost to ghost and describes a sexual tryst with Jack the Journeyman, the title woman of Illinois, Aroni.
Yates.
15, bonus. A millennium problem centers on the existence and uniqueness of solutions to these equations. For 10 points each, identify these equations named for French and Irish scientists that govern fluid flow.
Our answer is Navier-Stokes.
A common simplification of the Navier-Stokes equations uses this scientist's namesake decomposition into average and fluctuating components.
Is someone like
small
really
famous?
Answer?
Our answer is Fourier.
Osborne Reynolds. Reynolds. Okay. This model for turbulence applies a low-pass filter to the Navier-Stokes equations. It is less computationally costly than direct numerical simulation.
Is that what Kolmogorov?
That's what I was thinking, Kolmogorov.
Okay. Our answer is Kolmogorov.
This is a large eddy simulation. So that is 10 points, and this is toss-up 16. The speech introducing this platform discusses, in order, the Jubilee Year, the Book of James, and a section of Plato's Republic, and ends by praising the Mayo Clinic. The society promoting this platform was last led by America Firster Gerald L.K. Smith, following the death of its originator, who co-wrote a song with Castro Carrazzo, Harvard, Jason.
Longs like,
time, next five, program. Sorry.
I can't think of the name, damn it.
Song with Castro Carrazzo promoting this movement. A cap on private fortunes was the central feature of, for 10 points, what program advocated with the slogan, Every Man a King, by Huey Long. Illinois, Ian.
Share the wealth.
No, it's share our wealth. Share mm-hmm. our wealth. Can't take share the wealth. Sorry. This is toss-up 17. There we go. There we go. This island's Karpaz Peninsula is home to a population of donkeys abandoned during a war. The exploitation of Nigerian international students on this island has been publicized by novelist Chigozie Obioma. After a 1976 population transfer, this island's exclave of Kukina became a military base. The UK controls a sovereign base area. Illinois, Olivia.
Cyprus.
10, bonus. Heated Twitter arguments over this singer's actions prompted Rolling Stone to run an article declaring, yes, it's okay for women to smash guitars. For 10 points each, name this rock musician behind the 2020 album Punisher, who attempted to smash her guitar on Saturday Night Live in February 2021.
Our answer is Phoebe Bridgers.
Bridgers hit a monitor with her guitar after performing this song, the final track on Punisher.
She played Kyoto and...
Our answer is Kyoto.
I know the end. The okay. RS article also notes that the skeleton suit Bridgers wore while playing Kyoto was first popularized by this band's bassist, John Entwistle. This band's guitarist, Pete Townsend, was also fond of smashing guitars.
Our answer is The Who.
That's 20. Toss up 18. This is the most common operation applied on the leftmost and tap bits to create keys in linear feedback shift registers. The results of this operation are often stored on disk 3 in a RAID 4 array. It generates some bits, but not carry bits, in a binary half adder. Parity bits are calculated with this operation. Like NAND, applying it to an input bit and a 1 negates the input. In C, a caret symbolizes the bitwise form of, for 10 points, Illinois, Ian.
XOR?
10, bonus. The system SS-433 surprised astronomers because it appears to be coming and going at the same time. For 10 points each, SS-433 has jets that display these two forms of the Doppler effect, indicating material that is approaching and material that is receding.
Our answer is redshift and blueshift.
SS-433 is this type of eclipsing binary star named for a portion of the spectrum. Riccardo Jaconi pioneered the study of this spectral regime in astronomy.
X-ray.
Our answer is X-ray.
Yeah, I can take that. SS-433 was the first known example of these galactic sources whose jets can host blobs that exhibit superluminal motion. They are scaled down analogs of a type of AGN.
Quasars can release gas that
superluminal. Okay, answer? Our answer is quasars.
They're microquasars. I specifically cannot prompt on quasars. So that is 20 points on the bonus. This is toss-up 19. This woman quotes four lines from Lord Byron's Lament of Tasso to describe her land of birth, whose shadows are too dense for light to penetrate. In the final chapter, this woman reads an obituary for her Uncle Philip after thanking Mrs. Bruce for a purchase. After having two children with Mr. Sands, she spends 7 years living in a tiny garret in her grandmother's house to hide from Dr. Flint. Illinois, Olivia.
Harriet Jacobs.
Yeah, 10 points. A section in which this adjective describes the word aesthetic claims that space and time are a priori institutions. For 10 points each, give this English language adjective that also describes an analytic divided into an analytic of concepts and an analytic of principles.
Something analytic.
Yeah.
Rational.
Okay. Answer?
Yeah. Our answer is rational.
Far from it. Transcendental. The transcendental aesthetic and the transcendental analytic appear in this book by Immanuel Kant.
Our answer is Critique of Pure Reason.
The Critique of Pure Reason also includes these four results, which are pairs of statements and their contradictions that can both be derived through reasoning. One of them concerns whether the universe is limited in time and space.
Indiscernibles.
I don't like that, but...
Answer?
Our answer is indiscernibles.
They're the antinomies.
Antinomies.
Okay. So that is 10 points on the bonus. This is toss up the last. While working in this desert, the paleontologist Paul Sereno found bones of the Sarasocras crocodilian and excavated the Gobero graveyard. Depictions of the now extinct Bubalus inspired the name of the large wild fauna period, one of five periods of the rock art in this desert. In this desert, Fogara irrigation was used by the Garamante. That is Harvard. Jason.
The Sahara.
For 10, your bonus. A building formerly used to produce this good in Brooklyn became the site of a massive 2014 sculpture. For 10 points each, name this substance that covered a sphinx resembling a mammy archetype in the public art piece, A Subtlety.
Sugar.
A subtlety, or the marvelous sugar baby, is by this African-American woman who often depicts the antebellum South in violent silhouettes.
Yeah, Kara Walker.
Kara Walker's four-tiered fountain, Fons Americanus, was exhibited through April 2020 in the Turbine Hall of this British Contemporary Art Museum, which is found in London's Bankside area and is named for a sugar magnate.
Our answer is Kate Modern.
Yes, I wanted to make sure I heard modern in there. Yeah, so that's all 30. That's the game. I have a final score of 430 for Illinois, 115 for Harvard. Can't shake hands in person, so let me see some handshakes over cameras, please.